This is Apollo Saturn launch control, T-minus 4 hours, 41 minutes, and counting. Cryogenic loading aboard the Saturn V space vehicle is continuing at this time. We've brought aboard the liquid oxygen aboard the third, second, and first stages. Over 20,000 gallons of the extremely cold LOX was brought aboard the third stage, 89,000 aboard the second stage, and 348,000 aboard the first stage of the Saturn V. These fuels were brought aboard at rates up to 10,000 gallons per minute. Liquid hydrogen is now being brought aboard the Saturn V. Second stage fueling of the liquid hydrogen is just about completed, with 270,000 gallons coming aboard the second stage. Underway are preparations now to begin bringing the liquid hydrogen aboard the third stage, which will take some 73,000 gallons. RP-1, which is the fuel for the first stage of the Saturn V, was brought aboard before the countdown demonstration test. It's a kerosene-type fuel and can remain in the vehicle for some time. Liquid oxygen is stored and transferred at minus 297 degrees Fahrenheit. The liquid hydrogen at minus 423 degrees Fahrenheit. There therefore is some boil off in the vehicle. This is vented from the vehicle, and it's therefore necessary to continue replenishing down through the launch after loading is completed. The actual loading is scheduled to be completed at approximately 3 hours and 38 minutes in the countdown, and the replenishing will go on down to the 3-minute mark. Now at T-minus 4 hours, 39 minutes, and counting, this is Kennedy Launch Control.